This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. U.S. beef has regained duty-free access to the U.K. market. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
When the United Kingdom departed from the European Union in 2020, U.S. beef no longer had duty-free access to the U.K. This increased costs for British importers and the entire U.S. beef supply chain, making the U.K. market more difficult to serve. Now, duty-free shipments of U.S. beef are being sent to the United Kingdom for the first time in over 5 years. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said this is an opportunity to add more value and volume for U.S. beef producers.
In 2020, when the UK left the EU under Brexit, it really provided a real challenging dilemma for the UK trade, because they're then having to pay an incremental duty to come in from the US. We were at a disadvantage without a doubt. Granted, high quality US beef carries a great reputation and does demand a premium, but this is a premium that should go in our producers' pockets. So this is really a landmark agreement to carve out 13,000 metric tons at zero duty quota for U.S. beef. You look at what our values were into the U.K. in 2024 and 5, we were $30 to $40 million. This could easily be $150 to $200 million once it gets implemented and going.
Hallstrom said two events in London this week will showcase the unique attributes of U.S. beef to importers, distributors, and other key contacts.
Well, the Wednesday event is really a milestone in terms of celebrating at the high levels of government. We are planning a second event on Thursday night, which will be a broader swath of the trade. And we're holding this event at Smith & Wolinski, one of the renowned steakhouses in the U.S., and they do have several locations outside the U.S., including in London. So this will be our chance to showcase U.S. beef at its finest.
For the World of Agriculture on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.